All right, everyone. Welcome to the Machinima panel. Their world, our stories. Halo Machinima discussion. Before we start, we have this little kind of montage of Halo Machinimas. So enjoy. All right. So what do you guys think? Lots of Machinima, right? Lots of good stuff.
I like make a comment that the Butt Buddies shot that you did with the hammer is always the best.
Yeah, I really like that. That was one of my friends helped me with that because he's good at that kind of stuff.
Yeah. All right. I am Dustin Pegger. I go by Dustin Online. I am the owner and host of Pod Tackler, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm going to be helping moderate the panel. I know a little bit of Machinima, but these guys know a lot more about it than I do. So first we have Mark Plaza. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm the creator of Sentinel Project Renegade. And in the fall, we're going to be releasing another Machinima called Sentinel Revelations. And I've been doing this for 5 years.
Oh, hi, I'm Isaiah. I'm the great Isaiah. I make a bunch of comedy series. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Hey,
I've been
doing
it for six years too, just about.
All right. So we're going to go through just some very basic stuff of what Machinima is. I guess raise your hands, who does not know what Machinima is? So everyone's familiar with Machinima in some form or capacity, right? Cool. So this will be quick. We'll just actually skip over the slide if everyone knows what Machinima is.
Yeah.
All right. So how Machinima is made, it's very similar to how cinema is made. You have storyboards, you have the plot, concepts, and all that kind of stuff that goes into actually getting a script together and a story together. And then instead of camcorders, depending on the Machinima, you have capture software and editing software and all that kind of stuff. What do you guys use to make your Machinimas?
I use Sony Vegas Pro most of the time. Honestly, I started like every other person using Windows Movie Maker. We all start there.
What was your starting place?
I started with Sony Vegas. I think every person on YouTube starts with Sony Vegas. Then I moved on to Adobe Premiere Pro. The Elgato is really good for capturing stuff. Like, I think people used to use HD PVRs and Roxios, but Elgato is the only one that's stayed consistent through all the generations.
Yeah, I've been on the cheap side. I've been using PVR. You gotta use sometimes.
Yeah, you get what you get.
Yeah. I know there's like in the days of Halo 3 and Reach, there were so much of them that used only Bungie Pro get their clips and put it all together in editing software, which is just mind boggling.
Yeah, if you don't want to afford a capture card, you can cheese it with the Xbox One game capture. Like, it's possible, it's just really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know the Xbox One X does like the best picture quality, but like the original Xbox is only like 720p, so it looks off, but like it's a good starting point for anyone getting into it.
Especially if you just want to like dip your toes into it and try it out and see if it's something that you
don't
want to
get
do.
Too deep into that because right. It gets too complicated.
Sure.
Yeah, it can be an expensive hobby. Just everything racking up, like a microphone, capture card, controllers if you do like Halo 3 or 4. It can get you some money. It can cost a lot.
Yeah. For the majority of Machinima, actors are players that pre-exist inside the video game. So we're using characters. Thankfully, Halo 5 has a lot of customizability, so you can distinguish those characters. But there are other Machinimas that are well-known, like Red vs. Blue, who starts to kind of incorporate the 3D animation. There's also Arby and the Chief that uses some like real-life footage. So there's a little bit of nuance to that, but I guess at its basic core, you're using players that exist in the game already.
There's some people that I know. I use it sometimes too, like I can't find people. The great thing about Halo 5 and 4, just any of them that have like a green screen, is that you can make a whole scene by just yourself as long as you have the armors and just know exactly where to position the camera.
Yeah.
I know Huntress was thrown on there, and Ascend told me a lot of those shots that he just did by himself, and he just kind of green screened everyone into it.
That's a lot of time on one person.
It's a lot. Yeah, I couldn't do that.
Voice actors kind of are a mix depending on how you're making your Machinima. If you're doing it kind of standalone, you usually have like a good microphone that you're using on your own. Or if you're kind of employing the help of the community, you can have a variety of different voice actors helping out with different parts of the Machinima.
Yeah, voice actors are amazing to work with because they're you can find some really talented ones. If you go to sites like a Casting Call Club, then there's a lot of people just really good, willing to work for free to get experience. And they're all really cool.
And simple enough, you could just find your friends that have a decent voice. I went to like 5 different sports servers with a casting call. I found people that were relatively new, or hell, you go into like just any of them. They go like see your videos and then they just offer the voice. Because everyone's looking for like something to jump into for voice acting.
And then the video editing and compilation software is pretty much the same that you would see in the kind of commercial movie space. Sony Vegas, Adobe After Effects, Premiere. I wouldn't say necessarily Windows Movie Maker, but that technically is one.
I mostly just use After Effects for anything, really.
Yeah, ProLogic, Audacity, Audition, all that kind of stuff. So some of the key differences that Machinima has over normal cinema. You're limited to the assets that you can use in-game. So all the props, all the characters, all the scenes, you're kind of limited in that space unless you start kind of going into the realm of doing your own post effects with the green screen or something else like that. But you, I think, use some kind of animation elements to your machinimas, right?
Say that again?
You use some kind of like animation elements in addition to just raw footage?
So I don't know. I don't use animated helmets at all. I might do some head movements in-game, but the most I use is After Effects, or my friend's really good at Sony Vegas effects, so he uses a lot of those. Pretty much everything you want is in the game. Obviously, you can't do complex stuff like grab a cup and drink something. They're game characters. They have helmets and stuff. It doesn't work. But I treat Machinima a lot like I treat animation, where it's like you can do anything in animation, but you have to have a certain level of skill and time to do it all. Machinima is like that, but instead of skill and time to do stuff, like you can do an explosion, but you can't do the simple stuff. So you have to like work with the medium.
Yeah, I know, for example, there's a scene in Project Renegade which I wanted to do, where I had the character do like one of those epic anime, like running on the walls to someone. And all I really did was go to that same thing, twist it in Forge, and have that character run. Basically the same way they do it in real life for action moves. You have your limitations, but if you know the cheats, you can pull off some really cool shots.
Yeah, exactly.
With those startup animations that Halo 5 has.
Yeah. Because you can't run with the gun, but there's an animation in-game where if you manipulate the camera just enough, you can make the person run with just their fist out and the gun on their back.
Like, there's like certain camera angles and then all like the tricks and stuff.
Yeah.
It's all about just fooling the eye, that's all.
Pretty much, yeah. Some games allow for allowing to capture from multiple angles, so Halo, I think it was probably one of the first to, like, in-game you could have a fly cam that you can actually go through and record stuff on the console. I know a lot of PC games have, like, the dev mode, and you can, like, pop out the camera and do a lot of machinima that way, and I think that's how a lot of machinima really got started. But on the console, Halo was one of the first to actually have that in-game theater where you could go break out the camera and capture the footage how you want it without having to have just this bulk of different angles and shots every single time.
Yeah, it's I think it was Halo 3, and that was just a standard. Like, Halo 3 started a standard, and I guess Rooster Teeth introduced that when they were making stuff in Halo 2. They would just do it live with get rid of the UI at the top and bottom and just have the characters. That's why in the really old episodes you can see the pistol reticle. So it's kind of cool to see how far things have come.
Yeah,
I mean, I know Halo 3, was the first one, and in a way, it helps people get into filmmaking in general. And that's the good thing about Machinima, is that, you know, some people, like me, want to get into film, but we don't necessarily have the assets, like, a bunch of people to get in front of the camera, you know, the budget to, like, get costumes, this and that. But you can just buy, like, a capture card, know a few people, and you can make a whole story out of it.
And there's a lot to be said, I think, as far as the storytelling that you guys do with Machinima is a lot more compelling, and there's a lot more focus on that within Machinima than necessarily having to make sure all the effects are spot on or like all the scenes are exactly the way you need them. I think there's a lot more that emphasis on making sure the characters feel right, the story feels right, and like the voice quality and the stage presentation are kind of, I guess, like second seat to that being as kind of the primary focus.
Yeah, because, for example, voice acting is really important for machinima because you don't have facial expressions. You can't tell a story visually because it just looks like a video game. Or you can, but it's a lot harder, and it's a lot harder to get into. But if you can make your voice actors really like perform and just become those characters, and you know, you use the medium, like it looks like a video game. If, for example, one of my shows, I have them in a video game. It just works a lot better.
I know sometimes even just a voice actor could just make the character themselves. Some people, it's hard to really make a lot of difference with a lot of characters because like you're using like the same armors that everyone knows. But like sometimes you like could get a certain voice actor for a certain like character and everyone knows. I know, again, going back to Ascend, you know, with Lineage, everyone used that the same armor like set he has. They're going to automatically think of that one person.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's talk about the origins of Halo Machinima specifically. What's kind of widely known as the first Machinima is Warthog Jump. There's a little bit of debate to that, but that's kind of like the one that's most widely accepted, I think, for the most part. But there's other Machinimas that really helped popularize it. Red versus Blue, which is probably one of the more well-known Halo Machinimas. The Codex, High Impact Halo, and Master Chief Sucks at Halo, all being very early on Halo 1, Halo 2 Machinimas. And then the in-game real-time footage with Halo 3 and Theater Mode, that introducing kind of what we're talking about, that flexibility to really get the shots that you want, really was revolutionary on console at the time.
I think Bungie didn't anticipate, you know, the ability Theater had on Halo 3. They mostly, I think they introduced the mode as a way to just share clips of like a multi-kill or something like that. And then they used the free camera to kind of just get closer into that kill. Mm-hmm. But they also knew that, like, I guess in a way, they didn't anticipate how big it would get, but they had a similar idea. Like, people might make something if they could use it, but, you know, past Reach and then onto like stuff like 5, they really know that Theater is a great tool for people to get into machinima. Mm-hmm.
So we've got some early tools and tricks that were used in the original days of Halo Machinima. Halo CE had the effect where if you look down with a pistol, it made it look like your head was level. Red versus Blue used that a lot in theirs. And then black bars, like Mark was saying earlier, to hide the UI elements. So you would see the reticle all the time, but
yeah,
everything else would pretty much be gone. You would have kind of like the Theater long letterbox type
I think thing. The hard part of that back in the day was that all the websites had like 4:3 aspect ratio, so the picture was so small.
Yeah.
You barely could see anything,
yeah.
And then the Machinima logo would take like a quarter of the screen.
Have to squint at some point.
Yeah.
Halo 2 actually introduced a lower your weapon button functionality, which I don't know if that was specifically added because of Machinima or that was just a.
I want to say it was a glitch because after that, that's when they took it out of it, like. Because in Halo 2, it could be used in anything. You could use it in multiplayer.
Right.
But after that, it was only in local games because I think it broke the game. So I want to say it was a glitch, but I'm not 100% sure on that.
I think it was just a new tool, and they just couldn't get the things out of it. Because if you know anything about Halo 2's development, they had so many ideas, and it didn't go through a lot of them.
Yeah, Theater was originally supposed to be in Halo 2.
I didn't even know about that.
Yeah. If you look at some of the early builds, like even the build that they showed off, like what the E3 build was on the 343 social stream, you'll see that Theater was one of those options in the menu at the time. So there's definitely a lot of things that Halo was trying to do ahead of its time, and some things got implemented, some things got dropped, but it's really cool to see how some of that really affects development.
All right.
And then Halo 2 also had the glitch where you could drop your weapon, overcharge plasma pistol and pick up an oddball with drop your weapon. And a lot of Machinimators started picking up on that and using that for Halo 2.
It was fun, but then it looks like a guy has like an invisible football because their arms are just like that the whole time. So I think in the end, most people just go with the gun, especially in the newer games. Like, I don't think I've seen anybody. There are less glitches, but I don't think I've seen anybody use like that glitch to get rid of their gun.
Not frequently. I know there's a few scenes that have that, but most of the time I don't see that either.
I know a lot of machinimas actually made fun of that glitch themselves. Like, there was a lot of good comedy skits that came out of that.
Yeah. So later day, Halo Machinima, I'll kind of start that with Halo 3, just because that's where it introduced theater mode, and you have a lot of other tools that supported Machinima, like Forge, being able to kind of create your own sets within Halo and do your own things there. You could actually remove HUD elements in theater, so you could actually have a what would be a free flying camera that you could manually control and like get the scene that you want. And then for the single button glitch, they replaced it, I think, with a four button combo in Halo 3, and it was local games like you were.
It was really complicated. You had to like press A, L, B, like select and down on the D-pad,
yeah,
all like at the same time or short enough time span, and it was just, it was like, it was almost impossible if you weren't good at it. It's just really hard.
And everyone would be jumping to get their
Yeah, and you couldn't.
I think sometimes you see people like they just like hold the controller like sideways. Yeah. And like if you messed up any of those buttons, you have to keep on doing it. And then you had to like kind of. It would be hard if you had actors too, because you got to kind of teach them as they go how to do it.
Yeah.
And if you know, some people know about Halo players, sometimes they don't have too much patience. So.
Halo Reach introduced a lot of armor variety, and Forge really expanded on the palette that you could use to build the scenes. Unfortunately, with Reach, it was very gray.
Yeah, that's my biggest complaint with Reach.
But Reach did give you the ability to play as elites, so that kind of brought back a thing from Halo 2 Machinima that a lot of Machinimas, well, there's still a handful of Machinimas that stayed to Reach because of being able to use elites.
Yeah, and I mean, Reach also added armor abilities, like Sprint was a big one, because in Halo 3, you could have somebody run, but they'd just be walking faster. But Reach actually added a Sprint mechanic, which visually looked a lot better.
Yeah. I know another thing, too, is like you also can tweak like the armor effects. Like you can really add like, you know, some character, two characters already, especially for like the wacky machinimas.
Yeah.
Like it just adds an extra element for people to use. Especially when also in Forge, you can change the effects, so you can get like a nighttime shot without.
Yeah.
That was a big help. I think just another thing too, I think they're like when you lower the weapon, like the Spartans are just looking like they're doing like a chonga like dance or something like that as they were walking along.
Yeah. Halo 4 took away the elites for multiplayer, unfortunately. But it did add more on Spartan customization. And then we had additional Forge capabilities that made making sets a little bit easier. So magnets, base prefabs, and all that kind of stuff. And then Halo 5. We have a purpose-built machinima mode in custom games, which is very helpful.
Yes, very helpful.
So you can actually be in a custom game and break out while you're playing and set up characters, have like set up your shot and everything, so you're not having to do guesswork on where people are and then go back and reshoot after you play your film. So that's
another good thing about that is you can go in and if you press the select button, you actually can move the character in the shot. Like it's good for like action positioning without going back and forth with it. Another thing too with the machinima mode is just like you like always plan out exactly how to do it, like with that free camera, because you can get other people into that free camera too. It's not just one person,
right?
So you can kind of like show them like exactly where to do it, where to go, positions, instead of having your Spartan just doing a little trip around the map before actually doing it.
And then in addition to that, you have the spectator mode, so you can have basically camera operators in your game at the same time and have like a quote-unquote director in the background dictating the shot while you're live in a custom game and not have to go back and re-record it. So that was probably one of the very key things that Halo 5 introduced, and hopefully that we'll see through Infinite.
Yeah.
Forge scripts enabling a lot more trigger animations and interactive sets, really helping with setting up a scene or a frame within the game and not having to rely on After Effects or other visual effect software too much. Unfortunately, we lost split screen mode, which for folks that really utilize doing a lot of stuff locally, that kind of was a knack on that. So
yeah, that was a pretty big deal, because that made things way more complicated, because no matter what, you need to either manipulate the camera or do what they were saying with the green screen, or get body actors, which is just mostly teenagers and young adults who just spend their time standing still. I have a lot of them, and I'm just like, I'm so sorry I'm wasting your time, but.
Yeah, like they, some people, they try their hardest. It's just not really, a lot of people are used to being a body actor. It's like a really a volunteer thing.
Right.
So you, as a director, you need to have that patience with those people because they don't have to be there. They just want to help the person out. Right. I mean, they could just always watch it when it's out there. They don't really have to care about it.
Well, that's another kind of interesting characteristic about Halo Machinima specifically. You don't have these production companies going out there and making it unless you're like Red versus Blue. But aside from that, it's a lot of just hobby and passion work. And you're trying to find other people that are doing the same thing for free. And they're just interested in supporting the project or really interested in what you guys are working on. How do you guys get your, I guess, like talent, whether it's actors, voice actors, scene makers, all that kind of stuff?
I can really, you said, how do I get my actors and voice actors and body actors and stuff?
Yeah, like where do you go and like basically find your talent for whenever you need voice actors or body actors or people to help create the scenes that you need for your machinima?
Okay, well, for me, because I've been doing this for a while, I have a big enough audience that if I just make a video, I'll get some body actors. They won't all be good or want to really understand what they have to do, but like that's not a huge problem. Recently, when I look for voice actors, I've been going to CCC, which is the casting call club. A lot of really good voice actors there. I also have friends, and then voice actors know each other, so the voice actors get you voice actors who might be interested in your stuff. That's pretty much it. It's voice actors and body actors, people are really cool. They like to help. So if you were ever interested in making anything, it's not that difficult to find people, I think. Especially voice actors. There's hundreds of them just looking for something to do.
Yeah, I know with me, it's just more of like just Discord servers. I just go and ask, hey, you wanna be in this? And they're like, yes. And we go from there, simple process. This little one right here, she voices into one of my stuff. I just asked her right up front, hey, you want a voice? And she's like, yeah. And we went off from there. Simple as that. Yeah. In terms of body actors, I went to clans. I know a lot of people, when you mention clans, like they're like, you're like, they just want to get out of the room real quickly. But yeah, you'd be surprised, a lot of them, they want to, you know, help their image out. So they'll try as much as they can to help you out. I mean, even my production, Sentinel, is based off a plan from Halo 5 that they're really enthusiastic to get it done. I have like a lot of people that just want to get their names out for their clan, so they would offer help for me, and then I would come back for them. So it's like a win-win situation for all of those.
Okay, interesting. So we've got a couple of machinimas that you guys work on. So Isaiah, you have Halo Butt Buddies, which is kind of...
Yeah, I didn't come up with that name, just for the record.
It's a good one, though.
I like it, though. Yeah, it's basically, I don't think you can really do serious work. There's serious work, and there's some that's good. I think I prefer the medium of machinima for comedies because it's inherently silly when it comes to the helmets and the video game physics. So I wrote a show... Yeah, I wrote a show about three guys playing the video games, and it's really absurdist, and I like it.
It's probably one of the first Halo, like, serialized Halo 5 machinimas that I've watched was...
Yeah, like, when I was growing up, I had Halo 3 machinima, like, you had a bunch of series, Halo Reach, like, you had Unsociables, The Odd Spaces, Rise of the Spartans, you had these serialized things, so I always, like, grew up, like... I want to make a show, like a TV show in Halo. And no one else is really doing that with Halo 5, so I did it.
Very cool. Is there anything that, or any way for other people to get involved that might be interested in it?
Yeah, definitely join the Discord. Always looking for body actors and voice actors, or people just in the Discord. Yeah, just anybody if you're interested. It's on my YouTube channel, The Great Isaiah. You'll find it.
Cool. And then we have Sentinel. From Mark, any words you want to give before we watch your little trailer?
So Sentinel is a different one of the machinimas where it's based off the insurrectionist. It's on their point of view. Because a lot of time when you think of insurrectionists, they're just those guys that the UNSC is just trying to fight, and they made the Spartans specifically for them, but no one really kind of went into why they do it. So when I joined Sentinel, there were already an insurrectionist-based plan, and I had an idea of doing that, so I kind of fused the two ideas together. And a lot of the stuff that was inspired from Sentinel at least in terms of the way how I made the story, how I made the characters, was honestly from just playing, you know, role-playing games, writing about characters. Again, like I have friends that, right, in the audience that helped me out so much when it came down to writing, making stories, and just interacting with people to kind of make a story. And then the passion that Clan had, because they always wanted to make like good Clan stuff. So they wanted to be the best of the best. So those all came together to really help me out to kind of be out there. I mean, I do a little bit of comedy once in a while, but I like to do more serious stuff because I love action. I love, you know, fight scenes, characters, this and that.
Cool. Well, we got this little trailer for you, so enjoy.
And then that's the poster my friend Eclipse had made for us. He loves this series. He like makes vectors and everything. He wants to eventually actually help us out make animations to help further, you know, with the story and whatnot.
Very nice. So with all that said, there's some improvements that you guys want to see in Forge with when it comes to Infinite. So what are some of the key things that you guys specifically are looking for?
Elites would be nice. That would be pretty cool. That'd make things way better.
Bring back the boys.
Yeah, I actually really like a lot of the Halo 5 stuff. Less glitchy feet. It's such a small thing that you would never notice playing the game, but filming it, you're like, why do the feet go into each other? So that would be nice to be fixed. Just really, honestly, just small things. I like a lot of the Halo 5 changes, especially when it comes to Forge, because sets look so much cooler now.
Yeah, especially the textures. In terms of Infinite's Forge, if it were to add something for Machinima, I think textures would be a good thing. I had a discussion with a friend recently, and I think flood stuff would be really cool, because you can imagine making like a flood-based Machinima. You can have like little props of like the little spores on the side, and hell, even if, because I know Halo 4, they had flood in the infection thing. You can have like, you can toggle a character to wear like a flood form, and they can like charge after the actors and whatnot.
Yeah, Halo 4 had a flood mode, but it was so limited. I'm trying to remember, because like in game you couldn't even have the flood hold a gun like in Halo 3 or any other Halo. So they immediately limited that, and then the game mode was just awkward to work with. Custom like AI in custom games in Forge, that's in like, what is it, one of the newer Far Cries, like 4 or 5. So I don't see how it can't be in a Halo at this point. That would be really cool.
I mean, you can have like little Marines running around. You can have like grunts and jackals for like, you know, action scenes, or hell, even better for some sun shots, you can have wildlife. That would be
That would be really cool.
And I mean, we've seen how much wildlife they're planning on putting in Infinite, so maybe
yeah,
we're seeing a lot of it.
Yeah, we are.
343, where is it?
Oh yeah, I was gonna say Halo 3 actually has AI. If you watch, anyone's heard of Game Cheat 13, he's modded Halo 3, maybe Halo Reach, and he's had AI fight each other like hunters and.
It's not like all the games.
Yeah. And I know he's in Halo 3 specifically. If Halo 3 can do it, I think Halo 6 can do it.
I think just another thing too, when it comes down to Forge, is that we need, like, at least to me, just a little bigger canvases to work with. Because there's sometimes when you're trying to make like certain sets, and specifically for the people that want to make a grand story, It's hard to kind of implement, you know, a big map. And I know people, they have the time to make that stuff.
Yeah.
I think just it's like, it's really annoying when you're trying to like make a set and then, oh, 10 second kill boundary, 10 second kill boundary. And then like, in the trailer itself, when you see the tank rolling in, it had to race that 10 second kill boundary in that scene.
Oh, wow.
It was hard to get, because we were trying to get like to a certain point in that snow map on Halo 5. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Before it blows up. Yeah.
So that's pretty much all the stuff that we have, unless you guys have anything else to share before we do questions.
Yeah, questions sound good.
Yeah, I think this is pretty, you're good.
So anyone have any questions about Machinima, their Machinima specifically, how big Machinima, that kind of stuff? So the question for the recording is, what platform do you prefer, a PC or console?
I would say once MCC comes out to PC and Infinite's on PC, I think I would mostly go to PC, because you would have everything there, because you obviously know when you're using a capture card, I don't know if it's internal or external, but it's, you have to go back and forth from like the console, back and forth.
I don't want to brag. I'm like, I bought the really good one so that it's live and I don't have to do all that. Yeah.
But I know what's, there's a lot of people that go into that. They have to like switch from their TVs to the back and forth. But what, I think PC would be the better one. Console is a good way to, for people to start it off in two, because everyone has like a console, like everyone has like a Halo game on something. Assuming that like if you have an Xbox and you're a Halo player, you have at least one of them. Because especially when it comes down to PC, recording stuff, you need to have like a good software for that in order to get a good picture. You need to have the right specs for that. So for a beginner, console is really good, baseline. But if you want to get the best stuff, it's obviously going to be PC.
Yeah, I can tell you when mod support comes to MCC on Steam, because they put MCC on Steam. So that, I think that immediately makes, that's going to be the perfect version of it. Because they can, you can do anything. There's probably going to be AI support somehow in it. It's just when you can have mods on top of what you're doing now on console, it's going to be great for PC.
Oh, it's going to be easy because they even had mods on Reach. Like I think like a few years ago, some guy
yeah.
put that stuff in. So yeah. if you can do it on console, PC's going to be easy for that.
Yeah. Good question. Any other questions?
Why what? Because we love the art.
Yeah, it's purely just because if you like making stuff, but you don't have any friends, you can make stuff. Like, it's literally like you meet people online. You only need people online to make stuff with Machinima. So that's why I do it. It's just, and it's just fun. It's fun to spend. It takes so long, so you just kind of blink and you've done it for 6 years.
It's a hobby. It's like, you know, you want to get into it to have something to do. Like, just try it out. I mean, I've seen plenty of people that just tried making Machinima. It wasn't the best, but a lot of people try to do it. And that's the great thing about Machinima is that it's so accessible to people. Because a lot of people like to say they want to get into animation, they want to get into, like, filmmaking, this and that. But that takes years and years and years of work. Even Reach, even Machinima takes years and years to perfect, but it's an easy outlet to learn about the other things too, like special effects,
yep.
storyline, all that stuff. Yeah. Who won?
Oh, you're me.
Wait. I mean, you can have a Machinima on anything. I mean, it depends if it has like a free cam for. I know there was Marathon Machinimas back in the
yeah.
real old days. It just depends if the game is accessible to do it. How I'd even know Destiny. Some people do Destiny Machinima.
Yeah. Yeah, I would actually argue it really hasn't. Like, I mean, GTA 5 Machinima, for example, those are a really big thing. People, like millions of people watch those. Halo Machinima is more of a really tight-knit, small community, especially since Halo hasn't had a game in 3 or 4 years at this point. I think it's going to be 4 years after Halo 5. So it's just lasted because, you know, people grew up with this. People like it. But for the most part, I think even Minecraft might be bigger than it in terms of just if you look up Minecraft Machinima, which is kind of interesting.
Minecraft
hopefully Halo
animation
Infinite.
2019.
Yeah, there's animations and other stuff too. You can mix it in. Well, you can do that for Halo. But yeah, that's what I'd say. I'd say it's just really dormant right now. Hopefully Halo Infinite and MCC maybe even revives that.
I can't wait for Halo to revise itself and then we have Halo parody music videos. That's going to be...
Those are good though. Those are some good... That's some good content right there. Any other questions? I think we're going once, going twice. Alrighty. Well, thanks everyone for coming on out and listening to us talk about Machinima. We'll be around here for a few minutes if you want to come introduce or meet these guys or if you want to ask them questions specifically. So thanks for coming. Enjoy the rest of your outpost.